United States.
Lexington. The Battle in Miniature. A small town in Pennsylvania depicts a microcosm of the election and how Americans are handling it.
A modern-day Alexis de Tocqueville might find talk of America's painful divisions baffling at first blush. Up close, as Bill Bishop wrote in The Big Sort, the country has never looked more cohesive. The leafy suburbs of America's fast-growing diverse cities are so uniformly Democratic it can be hard to find two people in serious disagreement. Republicans, an older, less mobile group, live equally clustered, farther out. The country is less fractured than ghettoised, as is especially apparent at election time. In Lexington's suburb of the national capital, where Donald Trump won 4% of the vote in 2016, local opinion is expressed in a phalanx of Joe Biden yard signs. Drive 20 minutes into the Maryland countryside, and as if some partisan border had been crossed, Donald J. Trump signs are everywhere. Yet, there are still places along the frontier where rivals coexist. One is Easton, an unshowy town in eastern Pennsylvania, where your columnist went to see some weekend canvassing for the president. A former transport hub at the confluence of the Lehigh and Delaware rivers, the town once thrived on its strategic site, and still relies on it. It is 70 miles from both New York and Philadelphia, a just-about commutable distance, which has brought new families to the town, attracted by its house prices, and visitors to its main attraction, a theme park for Crayola crayons. By no means rich yet not struggling, hardly dynamic yet replenished by incomers, the town sits between socioeconomic categories and political cultures. This has helped make it one of the most contested corners of one of the most competitive states in the country.